Well, guys, we're just a few days away from Christmas. People keep asking me, are you ready for it? Are you ready for Christmas? Because everyone knows that Christmas is a lot to get ready for. I mean, there's the decorating, the shopping, the wrapping, the parties, the coordination of family gatherings, especially with in-laws and blended families. And all of this requires a lot of effort and a lot of preparation, which takes place for weeks, and it's all just for one day. I've always kind of felt bad for the other holidays, especially Thanksgiving. I mean, no other holiday gets this much hype. Immediately after Thanksgiving, or before, for those of you who like to put your tree up the day after Halloween, Christmas begins to permeate the world around us. To be clear, I think this is a good thing. Christmas, with all its hype and commercialism, which cannot be disputed, it also brings with it a season of magic and fun and joy and excitement. I'm just saying, it's a lot of buildup. We spend the days and weeks leading up to Christmas in excited anticipation. Unless, of course, you're going through a hard time, in which case you may not really be feeling the Christmas spirit. In the last podcast I did for TNC, I mentioned that the holidays can be hard for those of us who are struggling. I mentioned that there was an empty seat at my Thanksgiving table this year that was causing me a great deal of pain. But even though that seat will still be empty this Christmas, I've decided to try to see it in another way. Rather than seeing the situation as a loss, I'm trying to see it as a not yet. Yes, the seat is empty. There's no doubt about that. But I'm doing my best to see it as empty for now. It's merely waiting to be filled, which is the very essence of faith, by the way. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." But still, waiting is something that isn't easy for any of us, especially when the situation is totally out of our control. What if what we're waiting for never happens? What if our hopes are never realized? But you know, that kind of waiting, it's actually appropriate for the season of Advent. Because as Christians, we all know that Christmas isn't just about the presents and the parties. That stuff is just icing on the cake of what we truly celebrate and prepare for. We celebrate the birth of the Savior of the world who was born in the dark of night to bring light into the world. That is what Advent is all about, the period of preparation for the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's also about preparing for his eventual return, when things will finally be set right again. This is the source of our greatest and ultimate hope. So being a follower of Christ means learning to wait with hope in a world that can feel dark. And Advent is an opportunity to invite the light of Christ into those dark spaces of our minds and hearts, into the darkest aspects of our lives, our marriages, our families, into the darkest corners of our neighborhoods, our country, our world. I don't know exactly how to make that happen for you, or for me, quite frankly, but just imagining a light in the darkness gives me hope. Hope that my empty seat will someday be filled, because Jesus is the light of the world and God promises to fill what is empty. The very first words of the Bible tell a story about how God brought light into the darkness and filled what was empty. The story of Jesus' birth is that God filled Mary's empty womb, and when the angel told Mary that she was pregnant, her response was that God has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. For those of us who are not quite filled with the Christmas spirit these days, for those of us who are poor in spirit, we can find comfort in those words. In her Advent book, Tish Harrison Warren talks about how when we feel an emptiness in our lives, we tend to try to fill the void with other stuff. Food, shopping, Netflix, social media, work, staying busy, busy, busy. But Advent is a reminder that the emptiness in the world and in our own lives can't be satisfied with any of that stuff. Instead, we wait with all of creation for our emptiness to be filled. Warren writes, "As we prepare for Christmas, we recall that we cannot run from the emptiness in our lives. Instead, we wait for it to be filled in the right time, in the right way. We hope." In the words of Psalm 33, verse 22, "May your unfailing love be with us, Lord. even as we put our hope in you. So, TNC family, if you can take anything I've said in these final days and hours of this Advent season, if you can take any of what I've said with you, my hope is that what you'll take is this promise, the promise that God fills empty spaces. And my prayer is that the God of hope would fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.